time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, as he does about once a month, I've got Huntington Mayor Leonard Norton. We're going to talk about we're getting into the warmer weather. It's going to be time. You're going to start seeing some curb and gutter work done around Huntington City. We'll touch base with what's going to happen there as far as Heritage Days is concerned. And then we'll wrap up with talking about water because, you know, that should be first on everybody's mind. So maybe if we talk about it last, it'll be the one thing that sticks with everybody. Mayor Norton, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you guys.
Let's dive right in and start talking about the fact the weather's starting to warm up a little bit, and that means it's going to be time for road projects. And you were saying that there will be some curb and gutter work that's kind of done all over the cities, right?
Yeah, we've got some curb and gutter going in, repair work. We got some road work going in, one of the roads by the cemetery. Then we're going to try to repave Center Street. So there'll be a little work there. We just ask the citizens to keep your eyes open. At that time of the year, we have construction equipment. So you can keep your eyes open and be careful for where the work's going on or trying to make it better for you.
Just keep an eye on that. And you know what? Everybody will be safe and take care. And by the time it's all said and done, you'll have some good-looking curbs and gutters, and everything will be right with the world over there in Huntington, won't it?
We hope so.
So
we'd like it to be.
Absolutely. And we'd like it to be that way everywhere, pretty much. So let's dive in now and talk about some fun stuff, because you guys always pull out all the stops when it comes to Heritage Days, and that's going to be coming up again. And let's talk about what you guys have planned.
So the last weekend of June, we have our rodeo we always have. I want to say right around the 24th, 25th, I think the Friday, Saturday. We got a good stock contractor, clowns, some entertainment there. And then the following week, we'll have our Heritage Days. It'll be, I think we'll start a little bit on Friday, but it'll be Saturday and Monday. With Monday, have a nice concert. I think it's Charlie Jenkins again, and a big fireworks show, and some booths and vendors. So, you know, we're very encouraged to come out. It'll be up by the junior high again where we had it last year. So it gives us more room. We've made a few improvements so people can get around a little easier and just come out and let's enjoy the celebration.
And that was my question. It worked out pretty well for you last year, kind of putting it in two different areas. So you guys are going to kind of keep that tradition going this year, right?
We're going to, yeah. It just gives us more area. We can spread out a little bit and, put in some good shows with good stage and things like that. It's just a little better area than being crowded downtown, right?
And so we're going to have all of that going on at the middle school. We'll have the party going on. We'll have rodeo. We'll have concerts. Of course, parades. You can't forget about them. And then
the parade on the 4th. You can't forget about that. Get your float ready.
Get it ready. And now, do you guys want people to pre-register for that? Or is it just kind of show up with what you got kind of a thing?
If they could pre-register, we'd like it. But, if you just show up, we can handle that too. If you want to register for the parade, just get hold of Tori Killian there at Ford's 4x4 and we can get you set up on that.
So there's plenty of great things that are going on. And then, yeah, as you said, we'll wrap up with the fireworks there the night of the 4th of July. You can't have a celebration without fireworks, right?
Oh, no, you got to have fireworks. That makes the whole thing patriotic and just caps off a good weekend.
It'll be a great weekend. Huntington does a great job with fireworks over there for Heritage Days. So then let's kind of change gears a little bit and talk about, the one thing that should maybe be on everybody's mind. We just came out of last summer that way, and it still needs to be front and center is, the water situation. It's not going to get any better, and by all accounts, and I think – we talked about this a little bit before we came on the air. By all accounts, I think we're in a worse situation this year than we were last year.
Yeah, if you look at their snowpack and everything on the mountain, it's just not looking very good. I mean, we do have our secondary water on right now, but we're asking Texan citizens to, water, nothing after, I think it was 9 o'clock in the morning or before 7 o'clock at night, not water during the heat of the day, and we ask not to water on the weekends to just kind of help fill the pond back up for the week. And not wasting all that water.
And that's the important thing.
That's important. And just try to conserve the best we can, and we hopefully with what we have, we can maybe get through the summer this year.
And once again, you know what, did a great job. I don't think I talked to one mayor in one community from between Carbon and Emery counties where it was just hats off to the citizens and everybody, because they did such a great job at reducing water usage. And we can do it again.
Yeah, the citizens of Huntington did an excellent job last year. We were able to save enough water that we've got it through our full watering season, and hopefully if we do the same this year, we hope to be able to get through our same watering season again this year.
And that's what it's all about, just making sure that you can make it through that season, and then just, you know, hope for rain and hope for a big winter. That's all we can do right now, right?
Yeah, we need to pray for a big snowstorm this next year. Let's see if we can get things broke up and get us back into a track of a good water season.
And that's what it's going to be. All right, Mayor Norton, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us. We really appreciate it. And I'm going to let you get back to the business of Huntington City, okay?
All right, thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a great day, and we'll talk again soon. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.